What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, the 1C12, and I am back, baby, with AITC Productions. I'm here with one of my really, really, really good partners in crime, my best friend, my brother. And today, we are going to be talking about with your boy, Big C, a.k.a. the Black Shinobi, and he's got some ideas that he wants to spit out. Of course, as you heard in the background, of course, when it comes to Z-Vision, that is his production side as far as filming, doing videos, doesn't matter, editing, the whole nine yards. So, everybody, welcome the dude, the man, the myth, the legend, Big Z. What's going on, brother?
What's going on with you?
Man. It's been a good minute. I know we had a rough year.
Yeah.
We've had a rough year. Just to kind of put everybody up to date as what's going on. Our mom passed away on the 25th of July.
Of this year.
Yes. So instead of us saying rest in peace, we want to say rest in heaven. R.I.H. So it's good because we celebrate that day. It's a special day because not only do we celebrate her birthday, but we also celebrate the day of death as well. It's a celebration of no more pain. So.
And Mother's Day.
Yes. Of course. That's never going to change. But I'm here with him. We're going to talk about some things. So let's get started. Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. So if anybody got any snacks, your tea, whatever you want to grab, because this is going to be fun. So I know that you've been doing some things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've been talking. We've been keeping in contact with each other, of course.
Yeah.
But you were telling me that there were some production lines going your way as far as filming. Can you explain and elaborate on what you mean and what's going on and what's going to happen? Because I'm excited.
Yeah. Right now, I'm working on a project, a filming project known as Lancaster's Chest. And it's a tale of six champions who have basically a rough past, but they try to, you know, push on for a better future. In my mind, when I came up with this idea, it was more on a fantasy / D&D level. So D&D wise, I went on specific classes with specific weapons, specific abilities.
Okay.
But I also wanted to keep it on a fantasy level so I'm not, you know, too restricted. Not saying that D&D is restricted, but I wanted to make sure it kind of flowed together. So I got 8 episodes lined up. Just finished episode 1, written wise, which is The Forest of No Return.
And I mean, I know that I wanted to elaborate on that because you said that you are, when you say episodes, is it kind of like chapters to where it kind of gives the backstory and then the current story of the...
Well, it's a miniseries. How I'm going to do it, I want to divide it up. Like, for example, in the beginning, you get screenshots and you hear a narration that briefly explains about their past, and then it fades to present day for them. So say, for example, the first character I have, his name is Barry the Brain. There's going to be a couple of drawings I'm going to do. It basically explains that, you know, he became a knight, after his, just like his father did.
Okay.
Things were going great. He would have been promoted, but he was pinned with a tough decision. It's either, you know, protect the next world kin, which was already protected by an army,
okay,
and sacrifice the townspeople, or protect the townspeople and
And I'm pretty sure you got a line of people that you want. I mean, you don't have to. It's going to be a surprise. I know it's going to be a surprise, but I heard you got a pretty good, strong cast that's willing to play the individual cards and the people that you selected to do that. Correct?
Yeah. Okay. With the cast, I mean, they got a lot of potential. Well, from what I've learned, is you have to have a good director to kind of live out that scene, to kind of give you indication on how to bring that character to life, to give it that pop, you know, not to over exaggerate, but to make it feel natural, like, okay, that's that character. Like, you see Marvel movies, you know, the beginning Marvel movies, You know, you see Captain America. When you see Cap, you see Chris Evans, you're thinking, that's Cap. That's Steve Rogers right there.
That's going to always be.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when he went in that role, he was that character. So when I start filming, I'm going to help everybody. You're not who you are. Real life, you are this character. This is your life. This is what you're going through. I need you to give me emotion. So, okay, say for example, I'm just going to just randomly throw something out. Say like you're a warrior and your whole village was burned. I want that person to play that character. I want them to feel that frustration as if their family and their village was literally burned down. And I want them to act it out. I want them to feel. You have to feel in order to bring a character out.
I like that. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting. Yeah. Of course, I definitely got the scoop on that as far as the Z-Vision. That's going to be interesting. Now, I do want to take it a little bit because, you know, we did mention the fact that mom passed and everything.
Yeah.
What did you think on that? What is your intake like? I know a lot of people have a certain way that they can cope or how they can get past that emotion. Or if not, like I did, it was more of I was happy at the fact that mom was in the pain.
Yeah.
So what was your intake? How did you feel when it came to stuff that happened previous? Because it seems like it's been a roller coaster going just nothing but down to rock bottom.
Yeah.
We're still waiting. So.
How did I cope with this? I'm not going to be 100 with you.
I'm pretty sure that the emotions run deeper than that. So that's the reason why. Just give us a brief. There's nothing big. You don't have to go all out or anything.
No. I've had dreams at this moment. And I knew exactly what I was going to say in mom's dream. God showed me multiple times. And it bothered me to the point where it made me cry when I woke up. But, you know, he prepared me. You know, when time is right, you and your siblings are going to have to stand up and rise together as one. And I was like, all right, you know. Me and mom, we talked. She said, she would always mention, you know, when it's my time, you know, I want y'all to be ready. I want y'all to be together and, you know, build this bond and this connection. And I'm like, mom, don't say that, you know. She said, but it's true, though. I want y'all to do what some of me and some of my siblings did.
Yeah.
And when she told me that, I was just like, she got a point. So any conflict we ever have or ever had, it was minuscule. Like,
it was gone like that.
Yeah, it was gone like that. It was just like, no matter what we go through, we still got to be there for one another. Because that's all we got.
But that was a preparation that she did before she passed. And of course, it was those signs. You could tell when somebody is in tune spiritually.
Yeah.
To know when that time is coming. Because then you start throwing out hands and then everybody's, nah, don't throw out those hands. Don't say those words. But a lot of people fail to realize those are the words that's going to be a big red flag. And not in a bad way. It's more of a caution sign. Like, hey, this is what is to come. So, but I'm pretty happy about it. Because I know me and you talked about getting computers and stuff like that. Because I'm back on my music thing again, which I'm loving it. I can't complain. Of course, I do go to the comedy clubs sometime and do my thing. So I'm looking forward to doing that. But yeah, I'm excited about it. I know you're excited about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, we get to that point where we do what we got to do.
I'm not even going to lie to you. Mom's situation kind of felt like, sound crazy nerdy, but her situation felt like Phantom Menace. Mom was Qui-Gon Jinn, you were Obi-Wan, and I was Anakin. But the only difference between that is when Anakin needed somebody there, Obi-Wan treated him like a younger brother. You know, well, you're always reckless, shorty doing this, shorty doing that. The only difference between us is that we was like, all right, you need me. Talk, this is what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Because mom would see things clearly, like Qui-Gon, that other Jedi/family members couldn't see. And you see how they regret it.
They do. But at the same time, you're right. Because there's some that still open us with open, that still welcome us with open arms, I should say. And of course, you still have those select few that just don't care about nobody but themselves.
They can be that way.
But yes, because that has no concern. It's good to be able to click with family and and so forth. I know that we never talked about this before, but we actually went, and yesterday was Thanksgiving. We had a fantastic Thanksgiving. We got to see a lot of people, a lot of family members, I should say, that we haven't seen, that wanted to see us, who wanted to keep in contact with us and so forth. It was wonderful. It was fantastic. We've talked to a lot of family, was able to just get out. Even though we had food that we was cooking here, it still meant a lot. So we got to see one person that we really, it wasn't a yay or a nay. It was more of, we needed to do it, yes. So we went, and thanks to our little sister, our baby sister, Bree, she was the one who asked us to come. So we ended up seeing our dad, since we ain't seen him for over plus 20 years. We finally reconnected and kind of shoot the breeze. Nothing major, nothing minor, just keeping it on a neutral level. To me, it was interesting. It was really interesting. So how do you feel about the situation, T? Was it like what we experienced as far as just keep it neutral, take it from there?
Well, I've talked to my fiance, and I've even talked to a guy in my head with this. The person we came across was somebody who should have played an important role in our life.
Definitely.
But with mom. And they didn't do that. So for me, it was neutral because I'm grown.
Even if they wasn't together, still couldn't get the whole parenting.
Good for parenting. But my thing was, and I told my fiance, I said, you know what? She said, if you build a relationship with them, that's okay. If you don't, that's okay as well. I'm okay with both. I said, honestly, me and my older brother, we didn't have you in our life. So my thing is, now that I'm grown, I don't need a father. I mean, I can chalk it up with you, we can have lunch, we can keep it neutral as I would like to keep it. But I don't have to open you with open arms. You weren't there for 20 years.
Plus.
Yeah, man. 20 years plus.
So.
And it's just.
Just FYI for the dads out there to take care of their kids. I give you a lot of credit. Because when it comes to raising kids and taking on that responsibility to take care of what is yours, that's a big responsibility. Don't think I haven't forget about the stepfathers out there as well. Because when it comes to them, they're taking care of somebody else's responsibility they didn't want to be around. So I salute. Me and TV will definitely do the salute to you guys as far as the dads and stepdads of America. Continue to do you. Continue to be the best dad. Don't never doubt yourself because you're there. If you feel you want to change, you will change over time. But your kids will be one of the most important out of everything that would change. So, when it comes to it, that's something that we want to get done. We want to start doing it local and surrounding our state, making sure we just kind of create a name. We're not trying to be famous or anything. We're just trying to get ourselves to the point to where we made a promise to somebody very special, and we want to fulfill that promise. So we're going to be doing everything we can. I'm going to do a lot more of recordings and podcasts and music and so forth. My brother's going to be doing music with me, and he also is going to be doing his, when it comes to the Z Vision, he's going to be doing his thing as far as that. So that's going to take majority of his time, am I correct?
Yeah, it's going to be filming. Also, I'm going to do logos, merch. I don't care if it's like t-shirts or if it's a sticker or if it's a cup. I mean, and eventually we'll get to that part, but, you know, t-shirts mostly.
It's all about learning. I mean, I give you a lot of credit. The reason why I give you a lot of credit is because my first jersey that had our logo on it, it's in my closet put up. Like, I've wore it one time, and I won't wear it because of simple fact that that was the first. Like, I still got to give you yours because I want to be able to do it. I have it saved in my Amazon, so.
Yeah.
And it has our logo on it and everything. And I'm like, you know, that means a lot to me when you gave that to me, because I wasn't expecting it, for one.
Yeah.
And two, when I wore it, I don't know, it just... It's on that next level type of feeling. So,
yeah. Not only that, it's exclusive too. So
it is. That is, it's like one of a kind. It's rare, special edition. Yeah. So, but there's gonna be a lot of things going on. I'm getting back into the flow of things now. I know that I do have a few people that want to be on the podcast, and I'm excited about it because I finally get to get back into it. I know I've been saying I'm gonna do it for months upon months, years upon years, and just taking it one step at a time, but I am looking forward to what's to come. So I thank you guys for listening. Hey, it's always a pleasure, always. Z, you know this as well as I do, bro.
Yeah,
every time we come together, ideas just come pouring out, flooding everything. It's just amazing. So I'm looking forward to some things. Of course, you know how we always chalk it up and laugh and stuff and everything. Sis and I, all of us do. And it's a good thing that we come together as a family, because most siblings would just kind of fade away from each other, trying to separate themselves because they're in their feelings or they're going through some things that nobody know about. And to me, you just got to keep being there for that person, regardless if that person wants you to be there or not. They will understand sooner or later, period. Even if it's too late, that person was there for me no matter what. So, is there anything else you want to add to you? Like, anything that's coming your way other than what we have discussed, brother?
Only thing I think of that's really big is I am going to be getting married.
All right, yeah. That's one thing that I was really excited when you did that.
Yeah.
That was one of the best things. We went to Disney World this past year before Mom passed away. And it was, wow, it was a blessing. Like, we just got back. It was around June 10th. It was June 10th when we got back.
Mm-hmm.
We drove back. I think it was like 18 and a half, 19 hours. I think it was a little bit more than that because it took us a lot longer to get there than last time we drove. So it could have been over 20 hours, 21 hours, whatever. It was just a blast. I mean, we got to laugh, crack up, do some things, pictures of galore. It was just awesome. And we're supposed to be going again sometime soon, next year. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm happy because my brother's going to be looking for some different type of work as well as far as income coming in. Of course, my income changed because a ton of things went downhill after Mom didn't pass away. But of course, if you hit rock bottom, the only way to go up is up, babe. You know, do the thing. But I just can't wait. All I know is I do want to give a shout out to everybody out there that listens to the podcast. We do appreciate y'all very much. Very important. Of course, it's just one of those type of ordeals. Period. I enjoy it. The guests that I bring on, we talk about a lot of things. We get deep. And that's one thing that I love. So, Legos. Because I want to get on this funny tip. Legos. I think me and the wife is actually going to start building that Lego that we won
yesterday. The Land Rover.
Hey. I'm looking forward to it. My brother just finished. Actually, he finished multiple projects as far as the Lego series. He's finished Black Panther, and he's also finished Batman as well. I mean, they're even.
Also,
what's that?
I finished two mechs for Boba Fett and a Stormtrooper.
Yeah,
that's put up.
It's gonna take me a while to finish that Land Rover, but I'm gonna enjoy that. We're gonna have to go keep going back
Yeah, we are.
If you want something from there, we can do that for like a Christmas thing. Because I know the girls love Legos as well. So,
you do.
And little man, he wants to play with them, but you know, I can't about it. Now, the only way I'm going to let him play with it is if I add glue to it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only way I'm going to literally let him play for it.
Yeah.
So, but I'm looking forward to this. Of course, I definitely want to go and kick it sometime. I got to talk to Sis to see if we're going to, you know, what our plans is for the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I know we're supposed to hang out this weekend, and it seems like we've been doing fantastic. Going to the mall, going shopping. That's the first time since mom passed away. That's the first time I've been in Winco.
Yeah.
I haven't been in Winco ever. No, that was before she passed. Before we went on the trip, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been, several months that I haven't been. And I just now noticed that because when I walked in, I was walking and I thought sis was going to come. But she was busy. She was doing her thing. And I was like, okay, no big deal. You got to do what you got to do. She said, she was a little upset because she didn't get to go when we were there. But I thought it was good. Go ahead and do your thing. But now that we're getting back on track, things are going to start looking up. I know it is. I have a feeling. Me and you both had that feeling. And I can't complain. I'm looking forward to the good things that's going to come for both of us. Actually, all three of us. And the people that admire our size along with our families as well. So it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I love it. It's going to be good. I do need to get some. Missy said she wanted to help decorate. She wanted to help decorate. So I got to make sure that happens too as well. And get that done. I'm looking forward to it because I love it. Yeah, you know. But anyway, y'all, I want to thank y'all for enjoying a little bit of time. We're just getting back into the flow of it. So thank you very much for joining us. I really do appreciate you very, very much. And on top of that, I'm here with the one and only Big Z, a.k.a. what?
Black Strategist.
A.k.a. what?
Chocolate Chanel.
A.k.a. what? This dude be killing it. Go ahead with your bass up. And I am your boy, the 1C12, and we are with AITC Productions. And you guys enjoy the rest of your evening/day. Signing off.